This year marks the 75th anniversary of King Records, which impacted the recording business during its reign on Brewster Avenue. With us in the studio is Jason Snell, one of the partners of We Have Become Vikings, who has organized a special gala event. It's called Celebrate the King, the Gala at Memorial Hall, August 25th. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Jason.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's start off. When did you get hip to King Records and begin your support of the label and its place in recording history?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think with a lot of musicians and artists in town, I'm a late adopter to this. You know, we didn't really know too much about this stuff until recently with programs like yours and, you know, hanging out at record shops like Shake It Records. So it's only been really in the past few years to understand all the importance of King Records.
Some of our listeners haven't heard of King Records, which we hope is not the case, but tell us a bit from your viewpoint of what King Records is all about.
Yeah, for me, King Records represents this do-it-yourself aesthetic. I mean, it's one of the first record labels to really be able to invent the DIY aesthetic using music, writing it, distribution, the art of it, everything under one roof. You know, it's funny to see that that really happened the first time in Cincinnati. And I think it's one of those things as you start to dive in, and I know I do, I get pretty excited about, you know, Cincinnati being a first to really do that and push that on a large scale.
So let's go to the gala. It's on August 25th, Memorial Hall. You guys have put together an incredible celebration. Let's start off with the 5 o'clock James Brown Productions panel.
Yeah, this is really interesting because Brian Powers kind of came up with this idea to say, hey, I've never done a panel about James Brown's productions and everything that James Brown was doing in the studio and signing artists. This is a truly unique experience with the likes of Alan Leeds, who was James Brown's manager. He was Prince's manager, as well as R.J. Smith, an author for King Records. Kick Lee, who takes it into the now, working at People's Liberty and the Music Accelerator. Sisters of Righteous are going to be on the panel. And you see sort of this progression of James Brown and King Records as far as like the funk and the soul and how it's relative now with the sampling and how kids are using that music today. And we're trying with the gala to make sure not only us older folks know about it, the youth coming in and why this music is so important.
And then the main action, the main gala is at 7 o'clock. So what is going on with that?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving pieces because King had a lot going on. I mean, it was hillbilly, soul, blues. I mean, all this stuff sort of in this melting pot called Cincinnati. And that's what really we're going to give to the viewer that night. We've got 4 Lifetime Achievement Awards. A lot of different videos and songs and dance. We have the School of Rock. So we have the kids performing with professionals coming in and some of the musicians nowadays. We have like, you know, Philip Paul, Otis Williams, Bootsy Collins. It's really, truly going to be a celebration of all things King. And C. Smith is going to be showing off some of his King photography. The Art Academy, I taught a class there. We worked on a bunch of different King 75th anniversary posters and things like that. And there's all this sort of individuals and collectives coming together to kind of really showcase the magic of King. And we're going to have lots of different video. And it kind of starts off, you know, in the 40s through the 60s, right? So we kind of take the viewer on a journey, really, the whole night to kind of see where we started and where we ended up. So, you know, we've got a lot of folks like King Studios on board, Cincinnati Heritage Foundation, the Bootsy Collins Foundation, Kent with King Legacy. So it's really important to sort of get a lot of the nonprofits involved. We sought that out in the very beginning to say, like, this isn't just like my story or the Viking story. This is Cincinnati. And I like to say that we are learning as we're going.
And what about the after party that starts at 10 o'clock?
So that's going to be so much fun. I mean, we got DJs. Brian Stilgen is going to be, he does a Northern Soul night. It's going to be fun. We've got all kind of, you know, selfie stations. I'm really excited about Cincy Stories being involved. We realize there's going to be so many people there with so many great King stories that you can take a moment and tell your King stories with Cincy Stories, which is going to be really amazing. You know, we're really excited with all, you know, the creative partners involved from, you know, Cincy Music to the Freedom Center, Cincy Blues Society, obviously Shake It, Cincy Stories, Playhouse in the Park. I mean, the after party is really going to showcase a lot of these creative endeavors and kind of showing off a little bit of, you know, our DIY aesthetic today. And I think that spirit still rings true here in Cincinnati. We kind of feel like this is sort of a kickoff event for King Records Month. and really year just to help kind of usher in King Records a little bit more in Cincinnati here.
Thanks for coming in tonight and telling us about all things King. And also, there's going to be merchandise tables at the gala because I am such a collector of King stuff. So tell us about what's going to be available that night.
Yeah, I think one of the things that, you know, as creatives that we all love to do is sort of designing and making stuff, you know, making an experience, creating something that people can not only experience while they're there, but take something with them. I mean, I think that's why I've always collected records. It's because I love the music first, but you got this big art to celebrate and kind of stick in your arm. And it's, you know, it's a great thing. And I think for the gala too, you're going to be surprised with some really fun poster prints, some limited edition pins and tote bags and things like that. And, you know, it's designed. It's for a purpose. It's for celebrating King. And it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I can't wait. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of great stories that night. I've been speaking with Jason Snell, one of the organizers of the August 25th King Records Gala. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Celebrate the King, the Gala is a special night of all things King Records at Memorial Hall in downtown Cincinnati, August 25th. You'll find a link to the gala's events and ticket information at our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. And I'd also like to mention that next week, Brian Powers will be on Around Cincinnati to discuss September's King Records Month activities. Plus, I'm producing a number of specials which will air in September on WVXU. In honor of King Records, including two on James Brown Productions and one on Moon Mullican. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay. Until I'm out of my mind. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hey, baby. Come and twist on me. Pretty, pretty, pretty baby. Come and twist with me. We're gonna twist it till it breaks. Hey, come on and see. Come on, come on, come on, come on. It's twisting, twist, twisting time. Until I'm out of my mind. Come on.